Well, good morning. 7:40 crack.
Good morning.
This song is way too cool for us. Like, we shouldn't be.
You're right on that one.
No way.
What's up, man?
Yeah. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Awesome starting pay, room to grow, great benefits. All there at special-light.com. Start that new career today right here, Southwest Michigan, with Special Light. Your topic for today. Obviously, the Winter Olympics are going on. Not a whole lot of talk about the Winter Olympics. I think it's kind of taken a backseat.
It's a little quiet, hasn't
it? Yeah. But we, you know, it's still a big deal. You know, you got. I feel bad for the athletes too, for the last couple of years, who've had to put all of this hard work, like people who've dedicated their lives. I mean,
it's kind of a rough time for the Olympics going on with pandemics and, you know,
so they're out there, they're participating now, competing, all that good stuff. I haven't looked at the medal count or anything like that, but we want to spice up the Olympics a little bit, the Winter Olympics. If you could add any event, real or made up, to the Winter Olympics, what would it be? All right. This is now a new event. The USA representing us in this event. What would it be? Mine, I'm going old school, right? I'm going back to the schoolyard. I'm going back to when you got together with your buddies and you were hiding behind a snowbank with hands and arms full of rock-hard snowballs. I would add snowball fights. Olympic snowball fighting.
I love it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Adam. I would always pre-make like 100 snowballs, so I always had ammo, you know?
Yeah. Because when
somebody
start,
came and grabbed your, no, those are my snowballs.
Yeah, get out of here. I worked really hard on
your own.
This. Worked really. Kids nowadays got those snowball makers. Have you seen those where you scoop it and it makes the snowball?
And it's like a launcher too, right?
I think so. I think you can launch it. Dangerous, man.
So we had a real quick fun snowball story back in the day. I had like this huge party and it was like fifth grade or something. All the kids came over and we had a big snowball fight in my backyard. Well, yeah, somebody caught an ice ball to the eye, dude, and that ended that party so quick.
That's how every snowball fight ends, all right? That's how everyone goes home.
Ryan screaming.
Because at one point, some jerk there
calling my mom.
Packs one up. They get it. They're sitting there spending the whole time just smoothing it, right? Taking their hand, getting it wet, smoothing it out with their glove.
One's been in the freezer for 3 days.
Rock hard, and then Susie takes it in the face, and she almost loses an eye. She comes to school the next day wearing a patch, all because little Johnny thought it'd be great to throw an ice ball when we specifically said no
ice
balls.
Ruin the party, man. Yeah.
Ice balls would definitely be banned in my Winter Olympics, for sure. In Olympic snowball fighting, no ice balls. And you can't put rocks in there either, all right, if you're that jerk, right? You always had that one kid. It was always that one.
He's got a rock in it, dude.
Usually it was the one kid who, you know, like, had the mom who smoked with the windows closed, you know, while she drove him to school. He had a mullet. He was always the one. His name was Jesse. He was the one that would that would put a rock in his snowball. Big, what? It's like, God. He was held behind a couple years, you know, so he was always older and bigger than the rest of you. Yeah. It was always Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah. But could you imagine, like, an Olympic snowball fight?
It'd be epic, dude. It'd be epic. And I'm telling you, dude, there'd be a lot of ex-baseball players in there, I think.
I was just going to say.
Ex-pitchers.
You know who I'd get? Randy Johnson. Johnson. Can you imagine taking a snowball to the face from Randy Johnson?
You'd do it. You'd take it once. That's a snowball to the face once from Randy Johnson. That's it.
Pink mist. You got to wait. Hold on. Time. We gotta lay down some new snow. There's too much blood on this snow. Hold on.
I peeked around the snowbank, and all of a sudden, I was at the pearly gates.
What happened? St. Peter's like, what happened to you? You can't tell? Look at this.
Randy Johnson, man.
Randy Johnson threw a snowball at my face. Unbelievable.
Do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, welcome to heaven. I'm sorry, man. Sorry about that.
All right, hear me out. I got mine.
Okay, go for it.
Hear me out here. What's that one? Is it what's it called? The ski jump? I don't even know what it's called. It's called a long jump with the skis. A massive ramp.
Yeah. Yeah, the long jump.
I mean, a massive ramp. Have you ever seen that ramp in real life? My God, dude.
Dude, it's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Like, the first time you hit that thing, like, dude, your knees got to be shaking, right?
That had to be made by accident, right? Like, one time this guy was going down the hill. And
it's made for a motorcycle, man. You're not supposed to hit that with ski.
No, and he hit it by accident, and he flew through the air and somehow he landed, and people were like, we should make a sport out of this. Yeah,
you know? Great. All right, hear me out, though. We're going to make it better.
Oh, boy.
Put a bunch of fiery rings that he's got to make it through. And however many rings, he gets like more points. They got to be on fire, though.
Could
you imagine him getting hung up in one of those? How did we get him down? We didn't think that far.
He accidentally, like, straddles one of the rings. He just spin it around. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
This is a terrible idea.
Element of danger. Okay, now, do they have to be on Fire Hunter? Could they just be rings?
I think it could just be rings, but I think more people would watch if they're on fire. Just saying.
What about rings until the final round? Or here about that. It's just regular rings, but if there's a tiebreaker, that's when we set the rings on fire.
How about electrical rings?
Oh, God.
Not gonna kill you, but you're gonna put on a show if you hit one. one of those things.
Good, just a good zap. We're not talking like the fence at Jurassic Park, all right? Maybe like a nice, like a
One that Danny fell off of.
Like a heavy duty cattle fence shocker on there. I mean, it would definitely
spice it up a bit.
I
mean, hey, dude, they got skis and guns. That's a real thing. Mine's not too far fetched. No, if you really think about it.
We bring together that the skiing and skeet shooting one, but instead the people with the guns shoot at the guy who's flying through the air. That's right. You combine it, and not with real guns, paintball guns, and you get points. You get points if you hit the guy. All right. That would be the word no one would be. I don't want to do that sport. Well, look, you're the only one that is. You're the smallest guy. You make the smallest target. Well, did they get rid of the fire rings at least? No. Those are still there, too. Those are still there. So I'm going to get shot at and go through the fire rings. I like it, Hunter.
So we're going to ruin the Olympics, basically.
That's what we got to. Somebody's going to get killed by Randy Johnson snowball to the face, and then someone's going to jump through electrocuted rings flying through the air at crazy speeds. It's going
to
be great.
It's a good start to the topic.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. If you could add any event, real or made up, to the Winter Olympics, what event would you add? We'll be back.
Brock, you think that rocks?
Well, good morning. 7:55, Brock Hunter.
On a Monday, another weekend gone in the books.
Well, let's get right to it. Your topic for the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. You could add any event, real or made up, to the Winter Olympics, what event would it be? There's already some crazy ones, like the luge. Mm-hmm. Or is the luge the single person, right?
Bobsled is the four-person one, right?
And then the luge.
Luge. I think they have a tandem luge, though, too.
They do. So you got, like, the skeleton luge and then the tandem, which is just bananas. So there's already crazy stuff.
How fast do they go?
Dude, effing fast, man. Like,
you know, you get on the right sled just going down the hill in your neighborhood, you get cooking. You know what I'm saying? And now imagine being on one of those.
Yeah. Ice and curves and just flying down there. Hey, put this little helmet on.
Brakes, right?
I think so. No, they just run into a big snow pile at the end of the track. Ooh. Big
bale of hay.
Hit that hard, man. So if you could add any event, real or made up, to the Winter Olympics, what event would you add? Tamara said snow angels. I like that one. I like that. That's good.
That's the best snow angel I've ever seen.
Right there. 10. 10's across the board. Let's see. Cat said a parkour course. That'd be slippery. Dangerous with the snow.
Yeah.
The snow. But
interesting, though.
Fun to watch. Someone trying to grab onto iced up monkey bars. You're done, man. You're done.
Hey, is that crashed ice? That's not an Olympic sport. That's just a Red Bull event, right?
That's Red Bull.
They race on ice skates through the. Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is too. I know which one you're talking about. God. See, I just wouldn't want to fall and have someone just run over my arm, slice it right off.
You know? Yeah. Dangerous. How about that? How about crashed ice? But then, you know, remember the game Road Rage where you had like a chain?
Weapons and chain. Yeah,
you can weapons, pick, you know.
You get that? Beating someone with a chain while you're on ice skates?
Why are you and I? We're just giving everybody weapons.
Everyone's dead. Like 98 people died at the Olympics. It's crazy. Scott said ice sculpting. That one's pretty cool. I like that one. Gathright had a good one. Booze store and back, real wheel drive only. Some people in Michigan would do well with that one. And I like that it's rear wheel drive only. Yes, Gathright, of course.
Gathright? Yeah. Gathright's hilarious.
What about Kyle's answer? His Olympic sport for the Winter Olympics, opening a car door without getting snow all over the inside of your car. Oh, boy.
Impossible.
Oh, boy.
Bunch of last places in that one.
Everyone's a loser in that game. Everyone's a loser in that gun. Let's see. Snowplow demolition derby. That was Mark's answer. That's a great answer, dude.
Dude, that's a lot of twisted metal, man.
Snow plow demolition derby. I like it.
It's a big, big, heavy plow. That's dangerous, man.
I like it.
Could you imagine getting
boom.
Right there. I mean, but you think about it with the two. I mean, like, I think from the side, like if you got jolted on the side by a snowplow, that's going to get you.
That's a loud demo derby.
Unless it's just like a bunch of like Ford Fiestas with snowplows on the front, you know? That might be kind of cool. Mark had a few of them. He said figure skate fencing, snowboard jousting, frigid water high dive, and snowmobile derby. All those are all great. Those are all great. I like fantastic. That. Yeah. Joe said women's naked snow angel competition. All right, Joe, come on now. This is a family event. Family event. All right,
come on, man.
Dave had a good one. Ice fishing. I like that. I mean, I wouldn't win. I wouldn't even qualify.
You gotta catch a fish.
You gotta catch a fish first. Yeah. What about Edward? He said bobsled demolition derby. A lot of demolition derbies. A lot of things slamming into each other. How would you do that?
Imagine two bobsleds hitting.
Not good. I think we amp up the bobsled.
Flailing bodies.
Just ragdolling all over the place. I think we amp up the bobsledding by putting engines on them. What if we do that?
You know? There you go.
Add a little rocket
behind it.
Add a loop-de-loop on that and add, like, so not just going down, like, they can go up as well. I think if you had a little motor on it, that would be.
Hey, Google, how fast do bobsleds go?
Were you asking or?
75 miles an hour?
No.
Dude,
way.
No.
75 miles an hour?
You better make it. You're hauling.
That's horrifying. And, dude, you are so close to that ice, and you are just moments
away.
Stick
your hand out the window at 75. Now imagine being on a sled, dude.
On a sled. On a. You know it was scary when you got to that one hill at the sled park, right? Where
you go first.
There's that one hill that got really iced up like the night before.
Right. Dude, it's always got a bend in it at the, like, towards the end where you just keep going straight.
Dude, that's terrifying, man. That's terrifying. Just on a sheet of ice just hurling down this tube. Unbelievable. All right. We got to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.